Welcome to episode 26 of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Coming at you from Tuscola, Texas, the home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, I'm your host, Trey Gibson. Guys, we're going to have a topic today that is one of the harder ones for me to chew and to swallow as a daddy. However, I have also found it unequivocally to be one of the most potent and one of the most powerful things that we can do as parents. We're going to talk a little bit about today about saying sorry and apologizing to our kids from time to time. We're going to talk a little bit about why we do that, why do I think it's necessary for us to do, and how do we do it in specifics. Before we get into that, let's jump into a little bit of some housekeeping. Guys, consider sharing me on Facebook and Twitter. As always, you can like me or retweet this post in the browser bar right above this this play bar. Guys, you can also subscribe to me to iTunes and Stitcher, so if you want to be able to listen to FPN on your mobile device, those are the two ways to do it. iTunes specifically is the way for Apple devices to be able to download yourself into iTunes and then transform over to your iPod, or your iPod, iPad, iPhone, any other iDevice that you might have, and then be able to listen to these at all time, anytime during the day, whether you have internet connection or not. Also, guys, if you have an Android device, consider listening to FPN on your Android device through Stitcher. You can download to Stitcher through the App Store. They're completely free again. And you can get in there, log in, and get these podcasts right onto your phone. Guys, also consider becoming a PTAC. PTAC stands for Parents for the Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. That's just kind of our funny way of saying, hey, think about being a member for my site. If you feel like this site is getting you 20 sits an episode, if you feel like you've gotten enough help with your kids, or that you've been encouraged, or you've been reinforced, 20 cents for every episode that I put out. Consider becoming a member. That allows me to help grow the site, that allows me to grow FPN, to offer you more as a listener. So consider doing those things. Your options at this moment are monthly PTAC membership, which is just a recurring membership for $5. You can cancel that membership at any time. If you pay the $5, next month you don't want to do it, you can consider you can stop paying it right then if you're not liking what you're getting, so you're not locked into that. Also, you can do a year-long PTAC membership. If you want to support the show and the podcast for an entire year, you can become a year-long PTACer. And with that, that's $50, which is our best price that we're offering right now. You're saving about 13% savings if you do a year-long membership. So consider getting on and do those things again. Remember, anything that you guys offer helps support the site, make it bigger, better. I have big plans to grow this thing way beyond just the podcast that you're seeing right here. So consider that. And then also, guys, if you don't want to do either one of those two, consider just a regular donation. I don't mean donation, you give me money. I'm talking about you donate whatever you want to donate. If you feel like you can't afford $5 a month, but you can afford one or two every 2 or 3 months, consider that. I've always decided that I was going to keep FPN the type of place that I'm willing to tailor to what you say you can do, because I trust you as the individual. I trust you and your ability to be able to decide what's fair to give me and what's not. And then if you also want to give more than that, if you're in having an abundance and you feel like something's really been able to hook you up and get you the information that you need, you can go above and beyond that. Guys, also check out my book list in the top. I recommend that you start with these books. They are imperative to get into these books right here, because these are some of the core foundations that I don't have time in every single podcast to go over. I recommend get these books. Trey, where do I start? I always recommend start with the 5 love languages. Get that book. Let me tell you, not only can that increase your efficacy and your helpfulness with your kids, it can also do it with your parents. It can also do it with your spouse, your friends, everything else. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. So anyway, guys, I recommend check out those books. Click through there. Buy them. You can buy them on Kindle. You can buy them on hardback, whichever one you want to do. Either way, it is good. Guys, also consider taking a look at the forums that are on here. Eventually, I want to get a nice forum set up to where you guys are going to be able to get information out there and be able to share those there. Also, consider doing the contact us up there if you need to. You can ask me any kind of questions that you might have, questions, comments, thoughts, concerns that you've got about everything that's going on. Also, guys, consider signing up for the FPN newsletter. That's just a simple little solution. What that allows you to do is enter your name and your email address, and you will get emails every time I make a new post for one of these. What does that do for you? that allows you to get this content faster than everybody else. And when you do that, that means you get bandwidth faster, which means you can stream quicker, which just means you're going to get the better end of the deal. You can unsubscribe from it at any moment. There's unsubscribe information on there, so you're not sucked in and trapped into that forever. And then, guys, last, consider connecting with FPN through Facebook, Twitter, RSS feed, and YouTube. I have sites at all of those places that you can get into, and check those things out. So now that we got that house cleaning stuff wrapped up and out of the way, let's jump into our topic today. Our topic for today is learning to say you're sorry to your kids. And a lot of times when I teach this, guys, when I've taught this in the past with some of the jobs that I've had, I get a lot of flack for it. Well, Trey, I'm the parent. I shouldn't have to apologize. Trey, I'm the dad. I'm the mom. I don't owe my kids any kind of apologies. And you know, whenever I hear those things, I get the point that they're making. I understand that they're saying, I'm the mama and I'm the daddy and I make decisions and what I say goes. And I agree with you. You're the mom. You're the dad. You guys have authority. You have the power. You got the leadership. Problem with it comes down to this. You guys who've been listening to these podcasts from the start know what I'm going to say here or how to finish this sentence. Who is watching you to learn everything that they're going to do in life? Your kids are. And if you take the approach of, I'm going to make my decisions, I'm going to treat you the way I want to be treating you, and I'm not going to stop and I'm not going to apologize about it, what does that teach your kid it's okay to do? You know, the tricky thing about parenting is this. Most parents get so frustrated with their kids, and they're so upset with them because, well, they're acting this way and acting this way. And most parents don't recognize and don't like it. And guys, hear me say, and I am no different, but most parents don't like hearing this, but most of the bad habits that our kids pick up on, they don't learn it from the kid across the whatever. They don't learn it from the kid at church or at school. In most cases, they learn those bad behaviors from us. Now, I don't mean that in every case. In some cases, kids pick up on bad habits that don't come from us. And then in most of those cases, at least admittedly in myself, when those little pesky behaviors happen, the issue may not be that we didn't teach them, but we didn't teach them not to. Maybe we griped at them, maybe we yelled at them, maybe we took some things away, but we didn't give them any alternatives. So in these cases, all my point is to say is this, is that most bad behaviors that you bump into, they're not somebody else's fault, they're ours. And so here lies the lesson for all of today. We're going to keep this podcast as short as possible. I'm going to try to keep it even normal than my short ones. Here's the lesson for today. No one of us, not you, not me, not the most upstanding man in the world to the most self-deprecating person that you're going to find out there. Nobody is perfect. Nobody gets it right. Nobody's parenting decisions are spot on. That's just human nature. I teach this stuff for a living. I love it. I study it. I've made it my passion. Starting with my undergraduate degree, moving into my master's degree, moving into my professions. I study this stuff for a living, day in and day out. At some of the jobs that I've had, I teach what y'all hear in these podcasts. I was teaching these sometimes anywhere from 2 to 5 a day. And you know what would happen when I'd go home? I'd make mistakes just like everybody else. So the number one thing to all of this is get over yourself. If you're having issues with that, get over yourself. You mess up. You mess up, I mess up. That perfect little parent that you may see somewhere in your life, they mess up too. They may not be wanting to admit it, but they mess up too. And so when you can open yourself up to acknowledge and to admit that, failure happens. It allows you to get better. You know, we've talked about these on other podcasts, but I want to bring it up again. You know, that's the one thing that I think Grandma got it wrong when she said, well, if it's worth doing right. You know, that's such a problematic mentality. I get what the purpose behind it is that do a good job, right? And I agree with that. I believe in doing everything excellently. Not just good, not okay, not better than average. I'm talking about doing things excellently. If more people did things excellently, we would have such different results in our lives. But that's one of the reasons, and though I may agree with Grandma on that part of it, one of the reasons why I don't buy into that is if you take a look at human nature, I'd be willing to bet if you take a look at some of the things that you have grown from the most, I'd be willing to bet they came out of failure. Those times that you didn't get them right. I shared a story on this in a previous podcast, but my daughter one day walked in and said, "I'm going to do my shoes." And she sat down and she put her shoes on and she tied them. I say tied them. She had Velcro on. But she got them on the right foot. She got them set up. And I remember that there was that part of me that just wasn't excited because it was so easy for her that one time that she put them on. I thought, man, did she really learn anything? Wasn't trying to tear her down or to not let her feel good about herself. So we gave a big round of applause and claps for her for doing them. But the next morning, guess what happened? She got up and she sat down with her shoes and she had no clue how to get them on. Failure can be one of the number one major things in our lives that helps us grow the most. And yet we seem to be so terrified of failure. The other thing that fear can do is when we're so terrified of failing, when we're so terrified of screwing up, it causes us to do this. We don't want to admit that we failed. We don't want to admit, I don't know everything that there is to know about parenting. We don't want to admit that I totally just dropped the ball. I totally just screwed up and was a total jerk donkey to my daughter or my son. And we don't want to admit that. But I'm here to say, guys, as a professional in the field, as a daddy in the field, as a guy who cares about seeing you have success, here's what this topic boils down to today. Apologize to your children when you need to. That doesn't mean that you win or that they win. That doesn't mean that you're giving up on anything. All it is saying is it is an acknowledgement that I didn't get it right. And I should have apologized. See, this was a pretty revolutionary concept for me. I didn't grow up in a household. Nothing hurtful meant against my parents whatsoever. They did a wonderful job in the stuff that they taught me. But I didn't grow up in a household where I was told they were sorry whenever things happened. So I never grew up knowing that that was even an option. And I started doing some, you know, I've mentioned before in several podcasts before, but, you know, I started researching this parenting thing and looking up. And one of the things that I came upon was this mentality and idea of treat your kids with respect. That doesn't mean that you treat them like adults, but you treat them with that same respect that you would with adults. And I started thinking, well, if I totally screwed up at work, and just totally drop the ball on something, or with a friend, if one of my buddies, if I drop the ball completely with them, what would I do at the end? Well, crap almighty, I'd go and apologize to him. Man, I am so sorry that I said that. I was absolutely wrong. And I began to think, if I believe in the tenets of this idea that we treat our kids with respect, understanding we're still daddy and mama, and they're still kid, but we still treat them with that respect, what should I be doing? And the answer was, most certainly, I should be apologizing to my kids just like anybody else out there. And yet I'm resistant to that. Why is that? Why is it we have a hard time doing that? But let me tell you when I became a believer, and we'll wrap it up on this. Let me tell you when I became a believer in apologizing to my kid. I remember I'd come home, I had a rotten day, it was pretty rough, and I was frustrated, and the kids were just going banana bonkers, and they were just blah, blah, blah. Dad, no, we're crying. I mean, they were just crying and screaming and just all of that crap I hate. I hate coming home to it, right? And everybody was screaming and wailing and flumping and blah. Anyway, I was just overwhelmed and frustrated. And something had happened, and they were doing something, and we had asked them to leave the room for just a little while Mommy and Daddy were talking, and they came back in again, and I just snapped. And I was just like, you know, dang it, kids! You know, just one of those blah, blah, blah moments where I was just, you know, just barking at them, just loud. And I remember their faces just got destroyed. And they left the room just you know, in tears. And I stopped and I started thinking to myself, you know, these are the folks who love their daddy, who haven't seen him all day. And he comes home, they've got just a crap ton of energy. And what does daddy do with it? He shouts at him because of it. So, you know, I started feeling like a worm, you know, right on the spot. I just started feeling like a worm. And I looked over at my wife and she wasn't making eye contact with me, which is an even worse sign because that means that she's not. I mean, she's just, man, this is your deal now, Trey. So I got up and I walked in there and my kids were still just, you know, quivering chins and just, you know, teary eyes. And just, I walked in there and I took a knee and I could see it in their eyes like, man, we're in trouble or something. And I remember that I looked at my kids in the eyes. All three of them were standing there just in a U-shaped formation right in front of me. I looked at them, each one in the eyes. And I said, guys, your daddy just messed up. I should not have shouted at you. And I am sorry. It is not okay. I said it just like I tell it to them if they were doing that to somebody else. I said, it is not okay for Daddy to yell at you and snap at you like that. And I'll tell you where I became a believer in this. This was the first time I'd ever practiced it. I remember when I became a believer in that is I watched the face of my two older ones. Because you could really tell that they understood what was happening. I watched the face of my two older ones. And their faces actually lit up. And in some weird way, I think I was expecting my kids to be angry at me. But instead, they almost looked relieved. Which was so incredibly fascinating to me. That they looked relieved. They looked validated. And I began to sit there and think about that. And I thought, that's exactly what just happened here. My kids, and kids have a propensity to do this, even when we're crappy, think that I hung the moon. And so when I came in and admitted that I had messed up, it validated, you guys are upset for a really good reason. Daddy should not have done this. You guys didn't deserve me treating you like that. And I am so sorry for that. And it brought a relief to their little eyes. And I tell you what was more beautiful out of all of that. My daughter looked at me, and like I've done to her 100 times, whenever she's done something that has hurt us or offended us or hurt our feelings, she reached up just like she has seen Mommy and Daddy do to her when she's hurt one of us. She put her little hand on my cheek and she just smiled. Her eyes kind of lit up a little bit and she goes, "That's okay, Daddy." I didn't mean to turn this into all super sappy, soppy stuff, but there was a lesson in that. 2 lessons were learned that day. Number one, the power of validating our kids and letting them know that we, as parents, even with our wisdom and our knowledge and our experience, we screw up too. There was the power of getting to impart that to my daughter, but there was a secondary power that was gained out of that as well. A secondary lesson learned that gleaned out of it, but it didn't have anything to do with what my kids learned. I experienced almost a healingness, I guess. I just made that word up on the fly here, but I experienced almost a healingness of being able to be accepted by my kids right where I was. When my daughter said that, it wasn't a, I don't ever expect this to happen again. But it was very much a, I accept you right where you are, Daddy. But whenever we live and breathe in our inability to admit when we're wrong, and especially when we won't admit that to our children, we deny ourselves the capabilities to experience the healing effect of allowing a kid to first off get to acknowledge, yeah, Mommy and Daddy really did just treat me crappy, and then to get to experience that effect of, I accept you right where you are. So this week I want you to consider, what do you need to say sorry for? You take a look at a lot of folks after they have learned about like a terminal illness. What's one of the number one things they often want to do is they want to go make things right. So they'll often go out and issue apologies. You know, my thought is with our kids, instead of there having to be a day that we finally realize we are going to die, and then going back and having to make up and apologize for those things, why don't we just keep up with the quota on a continual basis? Why don't we just take the time to say, right after we do it, come back in, kids, I'm sorry. That is not okay. Because remember, this is twofold. Who's watching us to learn everything they're going to do in life? Our kids are. And if they see us apologize, swallow our pride, admit that we screw up, know not only our strengths and what we're good at, but also those areas we need to grow in, when they see us do that, who's more likely to be that way as well? Our kids. And that can be especially beneficial once they hit that nasty little age of what? Adolescence and teens. In reality, most adolescents and teens have been taught to be that way because we parents often have trouble swallowing our pride. Now, guys, hear me say as a general disclaimer here, that's a generality, and there are exceptions to every rule. But be thinking about this week. What do you need to tell your kids you're sorry for? And what do you need to continue to ask their forgiveness on? It's not saying we prostrate ourselves to, oh, I'm so sorry. But clear and cut. I am sorry that I did X because that was hurtful. And that is not okay for me to do. Be chewing on that this week, guys. What are those things you need to say you're sorry for? And keep yourself on the guard to be ready to do those things. Because remember, you're setting an example for your kids. Well, guys, that's all we got for today. I want to say thank you for joining us for this episode of Family Podcast Network. Guys, again, consider sharing us on Facebook or Twitter. Share this episode individual. You can retweet it on Twitter or share it over on Facebook. Consider liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter as well. Guys, also consider becoming a PTAC member if you feel like you're getting at minimum 20 cents an episode for each one of these that you're getting. Consider joining on board with us so that we can continue to flesh this thing out and make it bigger. I appreciate you guys. That is all for today. Remember, it is all about the relationships, and there are very few more healing and better ways to develop a relationship with somebody than learning how to say, I'm sorry. Well, you guys have a good week this week, and if nothing else, we'll see you at our next podcast.